This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just about 2 months after Hurricane Ian tore into southwest Florida, thousands of people down there are still living in shelters, in FEMA-sponsored hotels, or crashing with friends and family. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, in an area that was already suffering from an affordable housing crisis, the storm made matters much, much worse.
East Fort Myers is a predominantly African-American and Latino working-class neighborhood on the outskirts of downtown. About a month ago, with cleanup from Hurricane Ian well underway, I jumped in the car for a quick tour.
So you see how close we are to the river? That's Caloosahatchee River.
Abdul Haq Mohammed directs a local community organization called the Quality Life Center. Mohammed points to one side of the street, modest single-family wood frame and mobile homes. Then he points to the other side, modern upscale homes and condos, some with waterfront views.
So the homes are being bought by corporations, out-of-town corporations often, and they're renovated and then put back out on the market at a level that is unaffordable for people in that community.
There's obvious damage to homes on both sides of the street, but it's the renters and mobile homeowners Mohammed is most worried about, because many of them aren't insured and they have some serious rebuilding to do.
As you look down these blocks, you'll see not only debris, but also household furniture. The debris in some areas is about as tall as the houses.
All of their drywall, carpeting, all their cabinets, beds.
Gladys Cook has been assessing damage for the Florida Housing Coalition.
So you know that that house flooded and those people can't live in the home, and there's thousands of people in that situation.
Displaced storm victims face a big challenge, trying to find a new place to live while they're living in temporary shelters or motels or couch surfing with friends and family.
We were already a million units short of affordable housing in Florida before the disaster. And then when you take out are those mobile homes, you're really looking at a long-term problem.
So displaced people are finding their own housing solutions. Melanie Long had to leave the duplex where she was renting after it flooded in the storm. Several weeks ago, she attended a FEMA information session to find out about assistance programs.
It's really hard to lose like 90% of everything you ever own. I mean, it's just gone. And then you think you can go to work for some peace, but you can't because you lost like 90% of your stuff at work.
Long's grateful she has a job. She works for the Fort Myers Redevelopment Agency. She moved in with a friend while she was searching for a new place to rent.
So I looked everywhere in Fort Myers, there was nothing available. And so I looked for a place outside the city, and the waiting lists are long, and there's like, you know, 1,000 people want to rent there.
Okay, you have an issue of a hurricane here, but prior to the hurricane, this momentum was already in motion.
Community organizer Abdul Haq Mohammed says property values have soared in desirable coastal areas like Fort Myers as developers and wealthy home buyers flock here. But he says the area also needs service workers and nearby affordable housing for them. What's it getting instead?
People's rents are constantly going up. It's going to push people out.
Where can they go, though?
Further inland, which now pushes them further away from employment opportunities.
That's Melanie Long's story. She found a new rental, but it's not in Fort Myers, and her commute will be longer.
So I'll be okay. It is more than what I was paying. And you just make, I mean, you got to have a roof over your head, right?
Nearly 2 months after Hurricane Ian hit, FEMA is getting ready to install the first temporary trailers for displaced homeowners in Florida. And the state has just announced a program to provide travel trailers and RVs to homeowners and renters who still need more stable shelter. Reporting from Fort Myers, Florida, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.